There's something for every sports fan on CBSLocalSports.com. Watch live radio shows and original video programming like pregame playlists and player style files that gives fans a locker room perspective on their favorite teams and players.
Go as hard as I can for as long as I can.
Well, I've yet to be beaten.
There are a number of people who call me the smartest man in baseball.
Read national articles from some of the best writers in the country. Catch up on the latest from the sports world and never miss a thing with CBS Local Sports. Visit CBSLocalSports.com today. There's something for every sports fan on CBSLocalSports.com. Watch live radio shows and original video programming like pregame playlists and player style files that gives fans a locker room perspective on their favorite teams and players.
Go as hard as I can for as long as I can.
Well, I've yet to be beaten.
There are a number of people who call me the smartest man in baseball.
Read national articles from some of the best writers in the country. Catch up on the latest from the sports world and never miss a thing with CBS Local Sports. Visit CBSLocalSports.com today.
We are Chicago's original sports talk station, broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. Scoreboard update.
And from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Wayne Randazzo. Wolves return to Allstate Arena Wednesday against Milwaukee in an Amtrak rivalry game. ChicagoWolves.com. The Chicago Tribune shedding some light on what the NFL would like for this year's draft in Chicago, including free parking at draft venues for NFL dignitaries. They also want to close off Congress Parkway between Michigan and Wabash for 3 weeks, even though the draft is a three-day event, and it begins April 30th at Roosevelt University's Auditorium Theater. Bears filled out their coaching staff yesterday as they hire Stan Drayton away from Ohio State. He'll be their running backs coach. Bulls in action tomorrow at New Orleans against the Pelicans. While DePaul basketball's new home is being delayed until late 2017, delays including an arena design tweak, pushing the groundbreaking back to the spring. NCAA plans to use a 30-second shot clock for this year's NIT rather than the usual 35-second clock. While the Blackhawks are in Winnipeg tonight to take on the Jets, and Nicholas Jalmerson hoping the Hawks can shrug off the embarrassment of their last game.
I think everybody was a little embarrassed about that. I wasn't really much sad about you're a little embarrassed about it for sure. I didn't leave my house yesterday. I didn't want to walk around the city after that performance.
Corey Crawford likely in net for the Blackhawks tonight. Dan Carcillo will play. Joakim Nordstrom will not. Hawks trying to break an 0-3 record against the Jets that they have put up so far this year. Major League Baseball and Fox are in discussions that would see streamed games from Fox regional sports networks without any blackouts. That accounts for up to 40% of Major League Baseball games throughout the year. This scoreboard update brought to you by Cassidy Tire and Service, CassidyTire.com. Interact with your favorite shows on 670 The Score, brought to you by TheHomeLoanExpert.com. Text to 670-11. We'll send you a message confirming we received it. Message and data rates apply. I'm Wayne Randazzo. You're listening to the number one sports radio station in Chicago, Sports Radio 670 The Score, 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
Thank you, Wayne Randazzo. Good to have you here, as it always is. Thanks to our guests today, who included Hub Arkish, Adrian Wojnarowski, and John Heyman from CBSSports.com. Thank you to our producers, Rick Camp, Nick Shepkowski, and Adam Harris. Our intern is Eric Domingo. That's fun to say. And Brian Gertz does the video stream and does it well at watch670thescore.com. I will not be here on Monday and Tuesday. A little tiny family vacation.
Wow.
I'm going to a water park, Terry.
Oh, nice.
I know. It's not for me. I'm going to enjoy it. But you know who's really going to enjoy it? I have a very short human being that I'm in charge of.
I understand.
At least partially in charge of. He's short. He's delightful. And that kid will be grinning.
You're taking Adam Harris. Oh.
Adam Harris had a terrific time.
I love the way Adam clings to me when we swim together.
Oh, I know he does.
Are you going to the Dells?
He clings onto me. I sing Adam to sleep late at night. Daddy, sing to me. And I do.
Good night, moon.
I'm tired of wiping his butt, though. I'll tell you that much. I wish he'd get potty trained.
Well, oh boy, and how far were you going?
Not too far. Not as far as the Dells.
Okay,
not that far. But you know,
but it's a couple days for the kid. That's good,
man. A couple days.
Just the two of you?
No, three of us. The wife. I decided to bring the wife. Decided to bring her along.
I will tell you.
So your child has a babysitter and you can go do whatever you want.
Ding! Yo, you look tired, honey. Why don't you go? Why don't you lie down? I'm just going to step down and go to the bar for a little while. See what happens. As long as they don't get into a Greg Anthony or a Warren Sapp situation.
That's right. The father-son trips are the best.
Soon.
Those are the best.
I did one of those. Did one of those to New York City with him to go see my family there.
Wait till he's able to really like stay up late and you know watch the same movies you're watching, and it's that. Those are really fun.
I've got a date. I'm going to taking my daughter to Dave and Buster's. She's never been. My wife's out of town picking her up from school.
That's where my son had his birthday party.
Can't wait. I think I'm more excited about going.
You are, aren't
you? Ski-ball. Dominate Pac-Man. Try to get the high score over there in the corner. Those video games that never get played by these generation of kids. A little Galaga.
You know what? When there was a hockey game my son had at the, I think it was in West Dundee, and there was a Donkey Kong machine there. And nobody's playing the damn Donkey Kong machine. They're all doing like the shoot-em-up stuff. I missed the whole first period of this game.
I was at a roller rink last Saturday. And they had the bubble hockey.
Oh, yeah.
And then the Donkey Kong, Galaga, Pac-Man machine.
I can still get, I can do like 4 or 5 levels of Donkey Kong. I still remember like even the elevator
like
level.
Yes.
I even remember how to do it.
Not so good.
Guys, we just finished the show up talking about Tiger Woods. And Tiger may, he may end up finding it again. I have a hard time believing that it's ever going to happen.
I wrote about it today. I was going to write a little thing, a little blurb. And then it ended up, I sort of tapped into something and ended up writing a full-blown 600-word thing on it. Just because of how much it sucks. Yeah. I'm a fan.
Yeah.
You know, and this is, I you know that I'm a connoisseur of Schadenfreude. I get it. If you want to hate him, go ahead. I totally understand if you're enjoying this. I'm not. It's not fun for me to watch.
No, it's not fun.
He's
not
in
fun
the
for
thing. He's Henry Scrimshander.
Oh, he does. He's Chuck Knobloch.
He's in the thing.
Well, but he's also got the physicality along with it too.
Maybe.
Yeah.
My glutes aren't firing.
Right. Yeah, but
that's what scares. Once you say the word yips to golfers, that scares the heck out of them.
But just the fact that he's thinking in terms of his glutes aren't firing, that shouldn't be in your head when you're golfing.
No.
That's not a swing thought.
No.
You know,
he loves to work out and he's into training and all that stuff. So that's what's going through his head.
I tried to activate my glutes as best I could.
Swing and swing.
They never stay activated.
It's like Derrick Rose. I mean, there's this mental confusion about what he is as an athlete.
That's why we spent time trying to think of the corollary, and we ended up just coming up with like kind of a lot of things that were hard to watch because that's the experience.
Jordan is a wizard. That's it.
That was the second one
this
I brought up.
Grim road to nowhere with one of a generational talent fighting against nature.
The one that hit me a little harder than that was seeing Bo Jackson hobble around the bases. It just because of everything that we'd ever seen from him from the, you know, it seemed like every time he got the ball at Auburn, he was going to score a touchdown just every freaking time. To then the baseball stuff when he climbs the wall just because it's an easier way to turn around, you know, stuff like that.
That's
just
a good one. But yeah, see, for me personally, with my attachment as a fan, it was Jordan.
Yeah, I brought that up too. Nothing about that felt right. Nothing about it felt right. And watching his game, I don't want to remember that as his game.
All the pump fakes.
Yeah. All that stuff.
Well, we advised him when he started it not to do it, and he didn't listen, so he did it anyway, but yeah.
Terry, how about, do you remember, I don't want to make you too old.
Well, don't worry about it. Somebody's done that already.
Okay.
You did it yourself.
Somebody's done that.
You kept waking up each day.
Do you have memories of seeing Mickey Mantle hobble around an outfield?
Yes, I do. I was just going to say it. Yep. Couldn't run, couldn't move, could barely do anything. Absolutely.
Willie Mays is a Met.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was way older, though. He was older. Yeah,
Mantle was still hanging on. Like, Mantle still should have been really good.
Yep.
You know, part of this, too, is what's happening in golf, that you've got every solid U.S. collegiate golf program, it seems like every year, is producing another wave of really competitive guys who can climb the top of the leaderboard right after they start. You know, they're just Georgia and Stanford and Alabama and Arizona
State
just keep disgorging these next guys. And because it's been since, 2009... They're not arriving with Tiger fear. They didn't grow up as competitive golfers under the hegemon of Tiger Woods, W.
And part of it was that Tiger was out driving everybody. So he would overpower the golf course when all these young guys now are overpowering him. So he doesn't have that intimidation factor off the tee anymore.
Is Hegemon like a garden version of Pokemon?
What does it look like?
Are there cards? You play with Hegemon cards or something?
I think that there are guys saying, okay, I'm playing against the course. I'm not playing against you.
No,
I don't care how
and
many
it's a different tiger. How many it's not majors that you've overpowering won. Tiger.
It's too bad.
Hey, we got confirmation on something very important today. And I appreciate the man who tweeted this at me. Stevie Nicks has told all in a book.
Uh-oh. All?
We have absolute confirmation about one of the great stories of all time.
It
5 minutes, Miss Nicks.
She bought $1 million worth of cocaine. It burned a hole in her nose the size of a dime. Rumors spread that she had to have the drug blown up her derriere by an assistant. And she has the opportunity to refute that and does not. There it is, folks.
Never a doubt in my mind.
Oh, no.
It's been a long road for mind. That story,
yeah,
though.
Long road for that story. I talked to a guy. I believed it forever.
Sure.
Park West, right?
I talked to the guy who had been at the Park West and saw Stephen Nicks.
Art Patak had it done, too. That's an assistant job you didn't want.
It was Art Patak doing it. That's who it was.
It's a better image.
He had a straw. No, Stevie Nicks is like, all right, I got to go on. And her nose had bled so many times. She had so many issues that she, you know, dropped the bottoms and laid down flat on her belly.
What does that person get paid? What does that assistant get paid?
Well, nothing. He's doing that for free, man. Come on.
Free coke?
It'd be fun.
Yeah, I'm sure that's what it is.
Well,
I guess
no.
Wet his beak, so to speak.
That's just a wrong
wet his whistle.
That's
an assistant. But, oh, yeah, this book, man, this is going to be one to read. It talks about her affairs with Mick Fleetwood and with Don Henley and her love affair with Joe Walsh. And just, you know, name a guy. Name a guy in that rock scene, and Stevie was getting it done.
And you love rock memoirs.
Oh, I do.
They always...
Good ones.
A lot of them are good, though.
No.
It's surprising how many rock stars are actually decent enough writers or have enough recollection.
Yeah, that's the trick. The recollection is the trick.
And maybe that's why they're good, because they're just making it up. I kind of remember this.
Yeah.
What makes it sound good?
Well, the one I'm reading now, Glyn Johns, the former producer for the Beatles and the Stones and the Who, did Who's Next, and he writes about the moment when he heard Won't Get Fooled Again coming through the speakers and just splitting his hair wide is the way that he phrased it, knowing, I'm here for an incredible moment in the history of rock and roll. But he met Bob Dylan.
He probably thought it sucked and said it sucked.
No, I don't think so. He loved Townsend.
It's real easy after the fact. He probably said, what is this crap?
No, he tells you some stuff that he thinks sucks in the book, too, which I appreciate. But he met Bob Dylan. Terry, you ever hear this story? He met Bob Dylan at an airport, and Dylan said, hey, I want to make an album with the Beatles and the Stones and me. What do you think? You know those guys. Why don't you call those guys? So Glyn Johns goes back to England. He calls up every Beatle and every Rolling Stone. Mm-hmm. And George Harrison was in. Ringo was in. Bill Wyman and Charlie Watts were in. Paul McCartney was a maybe. Keith Richards was a maybe. John Lennon and Mick Jagger said no effing way. Those were the guys. Who completely killed
it. Why am I not surprised?
Right? Looking back on it, Mick and Lennon said, screw that. I'm not in.
That is correct. That's about how it should have gone. That's right. Yep.
The
more that I've learned about John Lennon and really understanding sort of what his makeup was and what he meant and the element that he was. And I had never read much about the Beatles, but I have come to such a tremendous appreciation of John Lennon that I didn't have before, about understanding that he was sort of the first ultra famous personality who became more than just a superhumanly mm-hmm. famous, but was conscious enough to be aware of it and make fun of it and satirize it in real time at the time just to entertain himself.
And got attacked for it.
Right. And got attacked for it when people didn't get the joke. Mm-hmm. He was doing a bit.
Yeah, because he realized...
some of that stuff is amazing. And Jagger, too, I thought was in a lot of ways, as much as the romantic thing to do is like Keith Richards because he's sort of the outlaw that... Jagger's very, very sensible rock and roll businessman, too.
Hey, what do you guys think of the demands or the requests from the NFL to the city?
They close us down, too?
I'm increasingly...
They're going to take over all airways.
Not interested.
God.
My reaction is to now hate this.
Yes.
Just to resent it.
My first reaction was exactly that this morning. When I read that, I thought, I hate them.
I admit that it feels kind of Olympic-y.
And
kind of. Yeah. It's on a much smaller scale, though.
But like you said, this is a negotiation, right? So they've come in asking for everything.
Yeah.
Expecting a lot less.
I'm still looking forward to it. That's for sure. But the, you know, so I don't hate it, but it's a negotiation. What's interesting thing is that the document of the city, what they're offering, and that led us to talk about all the streets. I mean, so the city is offering a lot, you know,
trying
to get it done.
I don't want to hate it. But this kind of thing makes me hate it. It's just my reaction to this kind of thing.
For no real reason either. I mean, why do you need to do that?
But you knew this was what it was going to be.
Well,
it's the NFL.
This severe. I mean, oh my God.
Oh, the other thing I've heard, the Cubs do have interest in Shields, by the way.
Hmm.
They're interested. I don't think they're a front runner.
Right.
But they want to make sure that nothing happens without them having an opportunity to be involved.
I think he wants to be in California.
I think so too.
I've heard that from people very directly, that he just wants to be in California.
That's where he's from, right?
Mm-hmm. That's where he's from, and he's been waiting the whole time. The interesting thing, I'll be interested to see whether this has been a good strategy or not, to wait out the market like this. And Heyman thinks it is not. Terry, I don't think it is either. Yeah, he thinks that Shields is going to end up losing out on it.
Well, I know Madden always loved him. Always loved him in that locker room and everything about him.
Mm-hmm.
Loved him. And it's not difficult, but it's not super easy to get love from Joe Madden either, because he knows the difference what's going on in the locker room. And he loved Shields. Now, that's way too expensive for a guy just because you love him in your locker room.
Yeah, 33.
Yeah, that's a little expensive.
I just don't want it to preclude them from spending next year, you know? And I know that pitching is really all they have to spend money on, because supposedly all the hitters are, you know, you're going to have this procession of very cheap hitters coming. But you might spend $200 million on somebody next year, on David Price or Jordan Zimmermann or Johnny Cueto. I mean, the market next year, it's outrageous how many there are out there.
Maybe they're thinking bigger than that. Maybe they're thinking, sure, we'll grab Shields and we're still in it for one of these guys next year.
That's...
Well, all right, well, let's go back. If you're saying those guys are going to command that money, maybe you're thinking the other way. You go get Shields for a lot cheaper now. And maybe he's more of a bargain than going and spending $200 million for David Price and those guys.
I don't think it's mutually exclusive. I think you value each asset independently.
That's probably what they would say.
And I think you say, what is this guy worth to us?
Right.
There's no cap.
Yeah.
And if you then say next year, you get another year to evaluate some of these other guys, you say, okay, is this guy worth this number?
7 out of 8 of the last years, 33 starts or more. Verlander has 6. King Felix has 5. That's it. Nobody else with more than 4. Shields just pitches, man.
Yeah, he does.
Just goes and
goes.
He's
not a number one. He's a strike thrower. He does have some contact, but he's not overpowering, but he's really reliable.
Mm. Yep. All right, boys. You guys doing a radio show?
I think so. I think that's the plan.
You got to check with the NFL.
Yeah, we got to make sure to see if we're allowed to.
Allowed to.
Yeah, they might come in and cheer for an hour.
Maybe not past 1:30.
They're
shutting you down.
Shutting us down.
Terry, they've asked if they can use your driveway for those 3 weeks.
No, Eddie Curry's still in it.
Yeah, the same 3 weeks. In a limo? Uh-oh. Hey, get him out of there.
Well, it'll make you know what it'll do? It'll make Illinois a better state, so I guess I'm kind of for it.
So we're helping Illini recruiting.
That's right.
We're doing. That'll help a great deal.
I'm going to choose to take away from this week your line yesterday about Kirk Heinrich. It's getting to the point when he makes a shot, they should stop the game and give him the ball.
That was great.
Well, was that always Ozzie Guillen's joke? When he knew one of his players was in a prolonged slump, and the guy would finally hit a little bleeder that gets through the hole, and Ozzie would stand, he'd stand on the top step and make the tented fingers gesture of giving the ball.
I'm just picturing a Bulls equipment guy with, like, he's got a bag of 3 balls from the course of the year. Here's
won't
one
be crowded
more.
Yet.
Yeah, one more for you, Kirk. Boy. All right, boys, have a good show. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Have fun.
Right. Pat, have fun Monday, Tuesday.
I will.
I'll see you Wednesday.
All right.
There's more Boars and Bernstein on the way on 670 The Score.
This is John Feinstein, and this is a CBS Sports Minute. The Atlanta Hawks may not be the best team in the NBA this year, though they're close, but they are, without question, the best story. The Hawks have won 34 of 37 games, recently had a 19-game winning streak, and are 41-9. They have no superstars, just a cohesive, well-coached, superbly put-together basketball team. And the architect of the whole thing is in purgatory right now. It was Danny Ferry who hired coach Mike Budenholzer, and Ferry who brought in most of the players who were the core of the team. But Ferry made a mistake last summer when, during a conference call with management, he read from a scouting report on Luol Deng a comment about Deng, quote, having some African in him, unquote. Ferry took a leave of absence after someone leaked what he had read about Deng. He made a mistake, but isn't 4 months in purgatory enough? I'm John Feinstein.
Kick off the 2015 running season with the Bank of America Shamrock Shuffle, Sunday, March 29th. Register now and be a part of the world's largest 8K, a great run through the heart of Chicago. Register now at shamrockshuffle.com.
Taxes are complicated. Choosing a tax professional shouldn't be. A CPA, a certified public accountant, has the education, credentials, and experience which makes them uniquely qualified to serve you during tax season and year-round with financial advice to help your business grow. Choose wisely. Choose a CPA. To find a CPA in your area, visit icpas.org. Brought to you by the Illinois CPA Society.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today.
Time is running out. You're maxed out on your credit cards. The collection calls are coming every day, and now you're two payments behind on your mortgage. You need real help, and you need it now. Not bankruptcy. That should be your last resort. Debt Relief Now is dedicated to helping families get out of debt while saving you money and stopping harassing collection calls. The consultation is free, and the relief real. Call 800-402-5219. 800-402-5219.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call We Speak Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208. That's 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208.
Last year we saved for a winter family vacation and boom, the heater broke. Our entire vacation fund went for a new furnace.
Don't make your family pay the price for unexpected home repairs. With a Total Protect home warranty, you can save money and avoid stress by having a plan for when your vital home systems break down. Call 1-800-542-8103 and let us know how much you want covered and how much you want to pay. Plan for a great 2015 with Total Protect at 1-800-542-8103.
So I'm here to tell you about an amazing new acne treatment that even Proactive says is better than Proactive. It's called Proactive Plus. You know, millions of people have turned to Proactive, but Proactive Plus, it works faster and better than before. So if your goal is a flawless complexion, call 1-800-244-1946. All of today's callers will also get two free gifts with their 60-day risk-free trial. So the number is 1-800-244-1946. 1-800-244-1946.
Did you know for less than a dollar a day, you could save thousands in future medical costs? The solution is the One Touch Mailar Medical Personal Protection Plan featuring the Medical Alert System. At the touch of a button, Mailar Medical will provide assistance 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. You just plug the unit into a power outlet and connect to a phone line. For more information, call 1-800-760-2067. That's 1-800-760-2067.
it's the show that can move you to tears.
You need me, Mom. I do.
Or tears of laughter.
Maybe I should help someone.
What's stopping you?
To be honest, a complete lack of compassion.
And now, you can find TV's Funniest Moms on Thursday.
I wanted to talk about me, and I thought I'd come off better if I pretended to be interested in you.
Emmy winner Allison Janney and Anna Faris star.
Let's go lunch! I'm not hungry!
Grandma's making it!
Okay!
Mom, Thursday, only CBS.
Sports fans, are you considering a career change? The U.S. Census Bureau says those with a master's degree earn 30% more than those with a bachelor's. Don't drop the ball. Increase your earning power by completing a master's degree in 18 months or less at Robert Morris University, Illinois. Visit www.robertmorris.edu/masters or call Robert Morris University's Graduate School at 312-935-4812. Join the Boers and Bernstein Show with Matt Abatacola filling in for Terry, live from Mickey Finn's, 345 North Milwaukee in Libertyville from 1 to 6. Stop by for your chance to win great prizes and see the guys do the show live. It's all at Mickey Finn's in Libertyville on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This hour of Boers and Bernstein is brought to you by PackyWeb Ford. Visit PackyWebFord.com today.
Friday, when I went home, I really wanted an egg salad sandwich, and I was just obsessing about it. I was like, man, I'm going to make one of those. So Saturday, I went out and I got, you know, all the accoutrement. And then by the time I was done, I just really didn't feel like eating it.
Cool.
Cool.
Cool, cool.
It's Friday, Friday. Gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend, weekend.
We're at halftime of Super Bowl 49. Patriots 14, Seattle 14. Katy Perry is on the field. Tom Brady already holds so many records in the Super Bowl.
The voters are asphyxiated with quarterbacks.
Asphyxiated.
Friday, Friday, getting down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend.
Fool me once, shame on me. Fool me twice, shame on you, or maybe the reversal of that. But somebody was fooled somewhere, and it's shame on somebody.
Jimmy Garoppolo, he's our neighbor. This kid is going to be the next Tom Brady.
Party and party.
Hey, Bernstein.
Party and party.
Jerry, you there?
Fun, 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 fun. Looking forward to the weekend.
I think if they want to build champions, we're all in this together. What we're doing academically, I think there's a lot of things that you can talk about positively. I can say that our academic standards have gone skyrocket.
I haven't read a book since ninth grade when they made me, like, you know, you don't raise your hand, but they call on you a mocking to remember or whatever. Mockingbird to remember.
Right. I support a Sea of Illini week, and I'm not a racist. I was born and raised in North Chicago next to a black family. They went through a rigorous training program to imitate, enlighten people about the culture. Keep your ideology off the airline.
No. I couldn't grow up. Because I died from an accident.
Tomorrow is Saturday, and Sunday comes after work.
Oh, God.
Because it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got to do.
Looking forward to the weekend.
The United States lives for Friday.
Boers and Bernstein.
Today's Friday for us.
Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score.
And a very pleasant good afternoon. Going to make you several promises for the next 4.5 hours or thereabouts. We're going to do the best we can to keep you informed and entertained. Perhaps have a laugh or two along the way. A lot of persistent rapping at someone's back door. Oh, my God. Yes, indeed. And this is radio's best combination of...
embarrassing, atrocious, despicable, pathetic, asinine.
Yep, I'm Terry Boers. And I'm Dan Bernstein. We'll do the second half at 3:30. Friday Fung at 4 o'clock. You know what it is? It's Ask Us Anything. Where you ask us anything.
I'm a little frightened by it.
We have our traditional Valentine's Day edition of Friday Fung Wild at Heart on tap for next week. Mm-hmm. So for today, it's going to be Ask Us Anything.
Ask us
thank
anything.
You. There it is.
Correct.
So it's been a dangerous... Listening to that open, it's been a dangerous week already.
Surprises along the way as well. 312-644-6767 is the number at WSCR The Score. You email us at boersandbernstein@670thescore.com. That's where you listen to us live. We're streaming, 670thescore.com. Text! It's 67011. You text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. On Twitter, it's at Boers_Bernstein. You can follow me at Dan_Bernstein. There's boersandbernstein.com. And there is also the Audio Roadshow application for your mobile device. It's a match game Friday for the 10 Seconds of Glory question. Fill in the blank. With football out of the way, Terry is finally going to finish blank this weekend.
8:30.
Our producers are Joe Dredge.
We were just on the sidelines just praying for a play by the defense, and Malcolm Butler stepped up. He's been working hard all year. Yeah. And when he made that interception, your heart just sunk, like, with joy.
he is Robert's American Idol.
Heart sinking with joy. That's quite an image. Lovely. Chris Tannehill.
Derek Rose is calling out of his teammates. It's been roughly 2 weeks, and it's still up in my crawl.
I'm telling you, this has been something. He is Captain Indestructo.
Our interns are Tony Fish, Tommy Guns.
Well, if a Batacola said it, it's got to be true.
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update studio, the Wolves return to Allstate Arena on Wednesday versus Milwaukee in an Amtrak rivalry game. The Blackhawks skate at the Jets tonight. Corey Crawford starts in net, and Chris Versteeg could be back as soon as next week.
Right now for myself, it's just to get healthy where I can come out and help and try to contribute. And you know, the guys have had, obviously, watching, and when you're not playing, you can't comment as much, but it looks like there's been really no luck, and Niemi played great in San Jose, and then the other night, too, there's Dubnyk made a couple great saves, so, but it is what it is. For myself, it's more just focusing on getting healthy.
That, of course, is Chris Versteeg, if you didn't recognize his voice. Dan Carcillo will play tonight. Joakim Nordstrom is out. The Hawks are 0-3 this year against Winnipeg. They've been outscored 10-3, 0-6 on the power play in those three games. The Bulls look to end a three-game losing streak tomorrow when they play at New Orleans. The Bears hired Stan Drayton as their running backs coach. I believe they stole him from Ohio State. So here's some info on what the NFL wants from the city for hosting the draft. That's the NFL draft coming up. Free parking at draft venues for the NFL suits, you know, the big wigs, the big shots. They want to close Congress Parkway for 3 weeks between Michigan and Wabash, which is cool because no one uses Congress Parkway as like an inlet or outlet from the city.
Oh my God.
So closing for 3 weeks would do nothing to traffic downtown.
No problem.
It's not a central roadway in or out of the city, so it's ideal.
Nope.
It's just used off of the Eisenhower Expressway, which is not used very much. Traffic is always free and clear on that particular expressway. So closing it for 3 weeks between Michigan and Wabash would be an ideal situation for the city of Chicago. The draft, by the way, begins April 30th at Roosevelt University's Auditorium Theater, and I'm hoping to be there every day with Dan and Terry. The Cubs have won the Cubs.
No.
We're not going?
No.
Well, first of all, you have your party bus going, Dan. NFL draft party bus is going.
Okay.
Oh, I thought we were just included in that as part of the show, but I guess not.
No, we're going to. You know what? Here's the thing. You should do.
Okay.
I will talk to Mitch. You should be there every day.
I plan on going as a fan of the NFL.
We don't
Bears jersey on.
No. I'm going to wear a Jets jersey. I'm going to boo every pick they make. Anywho, the Cubs avoid arbitration with Pedro Strop with a $2.2 million deal for 2015. And Henrik Lundqvist. He's a goalie for the New York Rangers, the ice hockey team.
Yeah.
He's out for at least 1 month with a neck injury. Apparently took a puck to the side of the neck, which I guess isn't good. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Sports Mockery, the app for Chicago sports fans. Download Sports Mockery. Blackhawks coverage on the score is being presented by Bud Light, the official beer of the Chicago Blackhawks. Bud Light, the perfect beer for whatever happens. And I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to the number one sports radio station in Chicago, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
At 132, Boers and Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio 6-7. Let me just say this quickly. I know I got to go to break, but you wrote about Tiger today, a nice column about Tiger, and you're right. I mean, it's not any fun watching this, but I have a guy who I worked with years ago, and he was a golf crazy dude, man. That's what he always wanted to do. He wanted to cover golf, so he did.
I know who you're talking about.
Yeah. He went on, he wrote for Golf Digest, and I know two of them, really. I know two of them, one from Detroit, one from here, and that's what they wanted to do. They loved it. And that's all they wanted in their life was to cover golf. I said, okay, sounds good to me. But one of them told me that, this goes way back, that Tiger, when he was at Stanford, was a curious dude because he went over one like very short amount of time. He had 30 pounds of muscle on him. And as we know, he's maintained that pretty much over the years. If you look at him, he's really buff. And I think the supposition with many who have been around the tour, I don't know if they think that now, I haven't talked to him, but that Tiger was, and you know, they don't really bother with that stuff. The Tiger was kind of not real.
Enhanced.
In many ways.
Mm-hmm. Chemically enhanced.
Yes. Yes.
Well, that suspicion has been there since it was revealed that he had involvement with Dr. Anthony Galea.
Yep.
Who was also believed to be helping his clients in ways that he probably shouldn't have been, for those competing.
You're closer to the doctor than I am, but I think that does things to your body too. If you're not that body type, if you're not that guy who can do that, this can lead to a lot of things.
Well,
as we saw,
overbuilt muscles can stress out different levers and other parts that aren't benefiting from the same kind of enhancement. It certainly can.
It's correct.
Well, and I do know that really the drugs of choice on the PGA Tour for a long time have been blood pressure drugs to have guys with more confidence standing over a putt who are able to keep their heart rates down. Mm-hmm. Beta blockers, calcium channel blockers. They've tried all sorts of things to try to react with guys who have had nerves. Guys just getting too nervous.
Yep. And that would do it.
Well, there is... It wouldn't surprise me, but I guess I have to look at it through the same set of eyes that I had at the time. And sure, that knowing some of that and suspecting some of that will change your relationship with any athlete as a fan. But I still look up at that leaderboard to see if he's on it. I'm still waiting to see, you know, whatever it was, whatever it was, you know, like I am with the baseball guys too. That at some point you either have to be on or off, and if we reconcile it with football, we reconcile it with in other sports where it just doesn't seem to matter to people as much, and I don't know.
I guess, you know, I'm not trying to trash him. I'm not. It sounds like I'm not, because I know so many people have done this in all walks of sports. You know, I mean, it's not like, oh boy, this is so weird. I've never heard of this. Not at all. It's just that when you see the various things that have happened to him and this, that, and the other stuff, and this continued problem with his back. I mean, there's a lot of, you know, he was a really slight dude when he got to Stanford. He did not look like he did now, and. I just think there's a sometimes, there's, you know, oftentimes maybe there's not a reason for things. Things just happen. In some cases, I think that over a course of time, because, I mean, remember, this started in 1997 or whatever it was. Mm-hmm. I mean, so I right away there was benefits and things, and he was out driving people, and there were Tiger proofing courses before he hit 25. I mean, I think there's a certain amount of suspicion I've always had. It hasn't really stopped me from enjoying what I was seeing. I'll tell you that. I never said that. But I think that when you look at a body kind of falling apart and continuing to, just struggling, I mean, how many times have we seen this or something else with him? And, I mean, I have no idea what this does to him because he wasn't hitting the ball like Tiger anyway. That round last week was, what are you doing?
Well, it's the chipping.
Yeah, what are you doing?
That's the kind of thing that really is terrifying when you see somebody just unhooked, whether it was, and Speaks mentioned it during transition, famously, in Chuck Knobloch, Steve Sachs, second baseman who could not make the throw to first.
Oh, my God.
Remember Mackie Sasser, the catcher, who couldn't throw the ball back to the pitcher.
Correct.
I remember guys were walking from first to second on delayed steals because he was in a thing.
Mm-hmm.
You had Mark Wohlers who couldn't find the plate.
Yep.
And there were others who just all of a sudden couldn't throw a strike.
Yep.
And
it didn't work out well for them at any point after that, did it?
No, it looks like this is what's going on with Woods around the greens.
Yep.
Something is undone,
and
it's scary and sad.
Yeah, and now the back is, you know...
However, if you want to enjoy it, if you're the kind of guy who says, I can't stand Tiger Woods...
You got your chance.
Yeah, and it's legit. I can't say that you're not entitled to that if you didn't like the fact that he was selling a lot of products, millions and millions and millions of dollars of products based in large part on a completely phony image and just rubbing everybody's nose in. If that bothers you and you're having fun with it, go ahead. I'm not going to stand in your way. It's hard for me to watch somebody who is on a trajectory to be the best that ever lived at something all of a sudden look like this. But it happens.
It does. And, I mean, this looks like it's, you know, you've had time to get the, and he comes back, he looks awful, the chip. I mean, I've never seen anything like that. I don't know, and I've ever seen a pro do that. And he comes back, and immediately, what was it, three holes or four holes into you? Four holes. He was like, again?
Grabbing on him.
Again? Yep.
We're Boers and Bernstein. We've got a lot coming your way, including Ask Us Anything.
We do.
4 o'clock. You got the score.
Blackhawks coverage on the score is presented by Bud Light, official beer of the Chicago Blackhawks.
If you are or want to be a truck driver, there's never been a better time to check out Schneider. And that's saying a lot. For 80 years, Schneider has delivered rewarding truck driving careers. And now, we're adding many new customers with January startup dates. That means even more opportunities for you in 2015. See all that Schneider has to offer and apply at SchneiderJobs.com or call 800-44-PRIDE. That's SchneiderJobs.com or 800-44-PRIDE.
Introducing Play.it, a podcast network like no other. From award-winning news programming and number one sports brands to digital exclusives, Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best. Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
And all foot-long favorites, like the tasty fresh-toasted Italian BMT or the mouth-watering sweet onion chicken teriyaki featuring the new all-white meat grilled chicken strips with no artificial preservatives or flavors. Hurry in today and get any foot-long for only $6 or less. Chicago. Subway, eat fresh. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Additional charge for extras. Plus...
Attention local business owners. Was your New Year's resolution to grow your business? CBS Local, Audio Ad Center, Facebook, and Intuit QuickBooks are partnering to give one lucky local business the key tools to be successful in 2015. Enter to win over $4,000 worth of audio and social advertising, accounting software, business resources, and more. Go to NewYearSweepstakes.com to enter today. That's NewYearSweepstakes.com. Don't miss out on jumpstarting your New Year's resolution.
Are you running out of time to get a gift for a birthday, anniversary, or special occasion? Well, then just send flowers. JustFlowers.com can have a local florist deliver your flowers tomorrow or even today. Just give us a call at 1-800-820-5331 to place your order. That's JustFlowers.com. JustFlowers.com. Visit our website to view fresh flower arrangements, plants, and gift baskets. Or you can call Just Flowers at 1-800-820-5331.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Live and local.
Unbelievable.
Radio's best personalities.
The Kevin and Bean shows.
Got Shannon in the morning.
Your favorite music from the biggest stars.
Hey guys, I'm Iggy Azalea.
Hi, I'm Tim McGraw.
Radio.com has the latest in music news, on-demand shows, and is the destination for CBS events and concerts.
The ACM.
The Granny goes too.
Music, news, sports, and interactive content.
Radio.com.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates?
Call We Speak Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208. That's 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208.
Last year we saved for a winter family vacation and boom, the heater broke. Our entire vacation fund went for a new furnace.
Don't make your family pay the price for unexpected home repairs. With a Total Protect home warranty, you can save money and avoid stress by having a plan for when your vital home systems break down. Call 1-800-542-8103 and let us know how much you want covered and how much you want to pay. Plan for a great 2015 with Total Protect at 1-800-542-8103.
Find retailers today.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
My glutes are shutting off, and then they don't activate, and then hence, you know, it goes into my lower back. So I tried to activate my glutes as best I could in between, but they never stayed activated.
Here he is. Tiger couldn't activate his glutes. You've got Boys and Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio 670. So just chatting about that for a moment, because I think when you have maybe the greatest golfer of all time in the position he's in at 39, I think, is that right? You know, really, to me, if everything were right, if everything were all things being equal, 39 is not too old in golf. I've seen a lot of guys play pretty well that weren't as good as him into right. their 40s, but for him... doesn't seem as likely. Plus, he owes Elon $54 million.
I also think the field is better now. I think the day in and day out, the competition is such that
it's his fault that all these kids have come out of nowhere. That's what everybody was doing. Pushing their kid. Play golf. Come on, let's play golf. Get out there and play golf. And you got
a lot of them did.
Yep. That's guys that you never would have thought about. Expensive go when you're doing that, but man, there's a lot of good players. You're right. That's university's producing them. They're all they're coming on every year. And but that's really that's Tiger. I mean, I never saw waves of them like we do now.
And they're all really good, and they're just not afraid of him. And like Manley was talking about, he's not out driving people anymore. So let's say you would just like to see him able to compete. If his body and his brain would let him compete. That's what's so troubling about it. I understand if it's just they're better and guys are passing him by, but you want him to at least compete. You want to see if that's really true. And if it feels like it's not him. You know, Will Leach wrote that great piece about how Woods has become a famous freak show now, that he's reached that like Mike Tyson, Britney Spears kind of weirdo freak period of his fame. And that's also the oddity of it is what's uncomfortable. And it really reminds me of Jordan, because Jordan with the Wizards, he was on one leg. He didn't want to pass anybody the ball.
No.
And he's the same amount of competitiveness and all that, and still as angry as ever. And just it wasn't good enough anymore.
Wasn't good.
It wasn't good.
But that, you know, I understand that. But at his age, those questions you ask are legitimate questions that at 39 shouldn't be all, no, he can't. They shouldn't be.
Steven Mount Prospect, you're on The Score.
Hey, I'm wondering, thinking back, the old school was golfers stayed away from weights and bodybuilding because of a lack of a flexibility and so forth. And the new world now is with all the trainers and everybody building up these guys to hit the ball a mile with all this new equipment. Could that be a little reason, forgetting about the emotional side of it, but the physical side of it, could that be the reason why there's a bad back and muscles are being told and it's just not the physical kind of execution that you want in the game of golf?
I'm not quite sure, because you would have to be correlating that with an overall rise in injury frequency, which isn't there.
Not there.
Yeah, I'm just raising the question, because it seems like the old world, it would stay away from the weights.
Well, that's a different. But we're talking about one specific golfer. If you're saying that, and which is true, and Nick Faldo was on last week with us talking about this, that if you're saying that it's bad for golfers or golfers. Based on your hypothesis, we would see higher injury rates overall, which we're not.
Yes.
So, I mean, one really has little to do with the other. Yeah, their guys are in better shape than ever. They're stronger than ever.
Mm-hmm.
They don't. You know, you don't have to stay away from the weights in golf. It's just wrong. Weights help you if you're not bulking up too much. Golfers used to walk around smoking all the time.
They certainly did. That was Arnold Palmer always had a butt going.
Yeah, that was the big thing.
That dude always had it, you know, always. A butt then and one later on, maybe. What? There's a lot of guys, but they don't, you know, none of them are quite doing that, although all of them very strong looking, dude. I mean, guy, you know, they're very strong looking now. It's not like they're, you know, in the old days where Jack was fat and all that other stuff. They're not that. There's a few that are a little heavy.
You still got Jason Duffner. You still got your Stadlers and your share guys. But this is I don't think there are more injuries than ever because guys are just too damn strong.
No,
and
they're not.
They're breaking and they're pulling things. They aren't. No. Maybe it's as you get older, you still want to play the power game. That's when you start to see it. But we will have to see a generation of those guys start to hit that age. Tiger's not even 40 yet. So if he's the canary in the coal mine, I can't answer that. In Rockford, Javon is on the score.
Hey, fellas, I always had two thoughts about Tiger. It seemed like I remember him getting kind of teased a little bit by Phil Mickelson and a couple other cats about the equipment he used to use. It seemed like, and this is me, the equipment hasn't helped him or hasn't did anything for him as much as it has done a lot of these other cats. My second thought about him is I remember Jack Nicholson in an interview when early on before Tiger ever got married, had kids, they was asking him about Tiger breaking the record, and Nicholson said, "Well, we'll see, because we don't know if he's gonna get married and have kids, and that changes things." I heard a man once tell me it's hard to be elite, great at something, and be a good father or husband, or, you know, or person even. You know, what makes you elite, that
that's true.
It's hard to
that's right.
Be elite.
Javon, there's that is absolutely true, that's a stressor that changes careers. You know, we've all heard the stories. Was it Pete Sampras where he said he really couldn't keep a steady girlfriend because he was such an obsessive competitor and his routines were so strict and his practice regimen was so strict that he was just bizarre. It was impossible to have a relationship with that guy. And maybe it's in these individual sports or Olympic sports, and not every golfer is like that, but
no.
Yeah, I can see it, sure. I think that's plausible that somebody like Nicholas would be smart enough to say, well, let's see. It's all easy right now, and this is your entire life. And you're able to devote every bit of your life to this. It was completely single-mindedly. But we know that he didn't even devote himself to his actual wife and family.
No.
That was the other thing.
That's right.
It was just a messy life regardless.
Yeah, there were. He certainly didn't, you know, he might have avoided a lot of things that had to do with the kids and missed things and all that stuff. But he didn't miss other things.
Right. It would be easier if you said, yeah, all that effort at really being a good husband and father made it difficult.
Nah.
But you can't go there with him because he wasn't even making that effort.
No.
He was
making some effort.
He was not interested.
Yeah. Making an effort.
Yeah, I know.
Just other places. Meet you in a Perkins. There's some truth to that. I think great athletes, elite athletes will tell you that. No doubt about it. No question.
And a lot of people saying that even Duffner has slimmed down and buffed up. Well, I'll believe that happens when I see it. But if that can take, because that dude, I know what's hiding inside that. Whatever he wants to look like now, the moment he walks away or the moment he hits the senior tour, that's like an honorary Stadler.
They don't get along.
Did he really lose 40 pounds?
I haven't seen him.
Well, if it's more excuses to look at his wife, if he's at the top of leaderboards on Sundays, that's fine. Says he lost 20 pounds, not 40. That'd I didn't think he was like going to lose 40.
That'd
Come
be
on.
More like it.
This is like the guy showed up at spring training. It was the Phil Mickelson no Twinkie diet, according to this at SB Nation. He says 20 pounds, gluten-free, and an exercise
program. There you go. See, you're gluten-free.
No, it's... that. You could lose... Oh, the gluten-free crap is so stupid. The only people who need to avoid gluten are people with celiac disease. I would say if he makes changes to his diet involving not eating as much, that's probably more valuable.
That's a great start to a diet.
Than gluten-free.
It's a great start to a diet. Don't eat as much, Tubby.
The paleo diet crap. No sugars. That's fine. Yeah, I think that's a bigger deal. Gluten is not bad for you.
And the test is really how your diet's going if you can walk into a studio and sit on a chair. That's your first test. If you can't do that, chances are you're probably still too fat.
Well, missing the chair isn't because you're fat.
I think it was.
That's because you're stupid.
Well, both for him.
Boers and Bernstein, you have the score.
Molly and Hanley here. Right now you're listening to Boers and Bernstein.
But when it's time to start your day, do it with us every weekday morning starting at 5 a.m.
That's right. Hear us live at 5 talking about Chicago's hottest sports topics.
Molly and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports.
Kids, KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your card today.
1-877 cards for kids. KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your card today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to cardsforkids.com. That's cards with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cards for kids. KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your card today.
Time is running out. You're maxed out on your credit cards. The collection calls are coming every day, and now you're two payments behind on your mortgage. You need real help, and you need it now. Not bankruptcy. That should be your last resort. Debt Relief Now is dedicated to helping families get out of debt while saving you money and stopping harassing collection calls. The consultation is free, and the relief real. Call 800-402-5219. 800-402-5219.
So, I'm here to tell you about an amazing new acne treatment that even Proactiv says is better than Proactiv. It's called Proactiv Plus. You know, millions of people have turned to Proactiv, but Proactiv Plus, it works faster and better than before. So, if your goal is a flawless complexion, call 1-800-244-1946. All of today's callers will also get two free gifts with their 60-day risk-free trial. So, the number is 1-800-244-1946. 1-800-244-1946.
It's the show that can move you to tears.
You need me, Mom. I do.
Or tears of laughter.
Maybe I should help someone.
What's stopping you?
To be honest, a complete lack of compassion.
And now, you can find TV's Funniest Moms on Thursday.
I wanted to talk about me, and I thought I'd come off better if I pretended to be interested in you.
Emmy winner Allison Janney and Anna Faris star.
Let's go lunch! I'm not hungry!
Grandma's making it!
Okay!
Mom. Thursday, only CBS.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance. And you
you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
Did you know for less than a dollar a day, you could save thousands in future medical costs? The solution is the OneTouch Mail-R Medical Personal Protection Plan featuring the Medical Alert System. At the touch of a button, Mail-R Medical will provide assistance 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. You just plug the unit into a power outlet and connect to a phone line. For more information, call 1-800-760-2067. That's 1-800-760-2067.
Introducing Play.it, a podcast network like no other. From award-winning news programming and number one sports brands to entertainment and business leaders, Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
We're going to be having conversations with newsmakers and culture shapers.
I will be talking mostly about fashion and how I've been marketing all my life.
Tech, culture, and entrepreneurship.
Everything in the world of sports, entertainment, and wrestling and beyond.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
Attention.